Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Hoz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Harshman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hardy, who is chasing the ball. Temple reaches third base with a triple. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green catches it and throws to first to double up Power. Two outs. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz hits a fly ball into left field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Temple steals second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a line drive towards third. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas misplays the ball. That's an error on De La Haas. Tasby moves to second. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapolsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Boone reaches second base with a double. Tasby scores. Malzone scores. Rapolsky moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rapolsky tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano is hit by the pitch. Pearsall moves to third. Power moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Power moves to third. Romano moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bob Hale pinch hits for Jack Harshman. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Power scores. Romano moves to third. DeLahaz moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Temple bunts towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to home to get Romano. DeLahaz moves to third. Hale moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Forknealy's moves to second. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Carroll Hardy. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Forknealy scores. Tasby moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Barry Latman now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz fields it and throws to second for the out. Tasby scores. One out. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to second. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rapolsky strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing right field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. De La Haz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Pearsall scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Tito Francona now playing first base. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. Keogh bunts towards the mound. Forknealis juggles the ball. That's an error on Forknealis. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rapolsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Barry Lattman. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Chuck Tanner. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 0-for-4 in the game. Aspromontii strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-4 in the game. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Forknealis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. DeLahaz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.